Three people are facing off in Spokane to become the next mayor. Incumbent David Condon is seeking to be the first mayor re-elected in Spokane in 40 years. His challengers, Shar Lichty and Mike Noter, bring unique policy ideas and vastly different political backgrounds to the race. Over the past 4 years, David Condon has made this his brand as mayor, building the city of choice and making Spokane safer, smarter, and stronger. Those remain his campaign priorities heading into the election.
Last year, we launched Vision 2020, which is really a strategic vision for our community to become the safest city of our size, to continue to become stronger, both financially and also looking at smarter ways of doing government. And particularly, this just came home from Washington, D.C. and the visit to the White House on how we are re-engineering our police department.
Re-engineering, which was prompted in part by the Volunteer Use of Force Commission report, a Department of Justice review, and by hiring a new police chief 2 years ago. Condon has found some successes, a prominent example being the initiative to clean up the Spokane River by building combined sewer overflow tanks. That federal mandate has prompted another Condon administration phrase.
In our Cleaner River Faster initiative, and meeting all the federal requirements, in many cases ahead of schedule, and we reduced the cost by roughly about $150 million to our ratepayers.
The incumbent mayor has faced challenges, too. Memorably, he received backlash from city council when he proposed multi-$1,000 raises for himself and other top staff. Now, the mayor's salary will likely be decided by a review board in the future. Another topic strikes the nerve of one of his opponents. Shar Lichty is among citizens who say the mayor never truly implemented the voter-approved Prop 1. It amended the city charter to give the police ombudsman independent investigative power. Lichty says that's one thing she would implement fully if elected.
When you have 69% of the voters approving a proposition which changes the city charter, you can't ignore that voice in negotiations. It becomes a little bit slippery with, you know, collective bargaining rights, which I fully support. But that voice needs to be brought to the table, and Condon failed to do that under his leadership and his administration.
Lichty is a community organizer for the Peace and Justice Action League. She lists her top priorities under two headings, public safety and economic development.
We'll continue with neighborhood revitalization projects that have been successful, that model, continue that kind of work, building a dense urban core, supporting local small businesses so that in a manner that they can thrive here locally, specifically under public safety, fully funding our police and fire departments, so we're adequately staffed, adequately trained.
Lichty has a more progressive mindset and following than Condon, who previously worked for Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. Lichty's also more left-leaning than her other opponent, Mike Noter. Noter operates a medical treatments company. He has run for mayor twice before and wants to lower the cost of government, among other things.
Public safety has to be a priority of any elected official, so it has to be mine as well. It's not what I relish. It's not what I really want to do. What I really want to do is work on the value we get out of government, the value we get for our utilities. It's expensive. We're not competitive in the region, and I'd like to make us so.
He says mandates on local businesses make it hard for small players to stay in Spokane, and suburbs are more competitive in attracting new business. Noter says his third priority is defending local citizens from government directives.
There's a lot of government overreach from the federal and state level. Some of our citizens get kicked around a lot, and I think our elected officials forget it's our duty to defend the citizens first and not always enable government.
Noter is focused on public safety and reducing government control on business and citizens. Lichty prioritizes public safety, economic development, and stronger police oversight. And Condon's focus is on a safer, smarter, stronger city. The fundraising is off balance for this race. Condon has the largest campaign chest of any candidate in the state with almost $300,000. Lichty's grassroots campaign has raised $9,000, and Noter refuses contributions because he doesn't want money involved in politics. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.